And we're back in 3, 2...
Happy January, everybody!
And we're back!
Oh, man, it feels so good to be back together.
Welcome, friends.
Did we have a good Christmas?
And welcome back.
My Christmas was terrible.
It's a brand new day.
Let's make this the best year ever.
Happy New Year!
Who's ready to party?
Well, so much for my New Year's resolution.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
I hope nobody made a New Year's resolution not to party, because we need to party more. We need to get out and socialize and do what we do, or we're going to lose everything. Happy New Year. If you didn't join me on Friday, I was working hard on New Year's Day along with my crew, but I tell you, just doesn't feel any different, even on January 4th. But if you're just now tuning in from the long weekend of... well, for some, nothingness. For others, burning it down, or whatever you want to call it, you know. All those rioters back in Portland, just unbelievable. Yeah, that's the way to ring in the new year. Let's destroy everything. Of course, for some, that is what they set to do for the new year. So, well, happy Monday. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's your live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada, and we're keeping this on into the brand new year, 2021. How many times have you already messed up and said, you know, 2020 or this year? Or I know I've done it multiple times. So let's start the year off right with honesty. Don't you love that concept? Honesty. Let me grab this. I know this is just the worst way to play audio, but I just found it. So, and it is what people need to be talking about.
Reveal hospitals have been counting patients who died from serious pre-existing conditions as COVID-19 deaths. One America's patient track has more, as the CDC counts over 51,000 patients who actually died from heart attacks as opposed to the coronavirus.
The Centers for Disease Control have updated their death counts for
Imagine that. Been telling you this all along. Imagine that. Lying about the COVID deaths. Every single state, every single county, lying about the COVID deaths. Why? To scare you. Exactly 4 weeks ago. Nice. The Illinois governor decided, no more. I want an audit. I want to see what these numbers actually are. Let's see, 5 days ago? 6 days ago? 29th? It looks as though the Minnesota state lawmakers are there, and they are now calling for an audit of COVID-19 death certificates. It's taken them how long? Okay. So here is today's poll question. I know they're not going to do it, but still, I have to ask the question. Should Nevada legislators call for a full audit of the numbers of COVID-19 deaths to reveal the actual cause of death? Yes or no? I know the majority of people are going to say yes, and the legislators aren't going to do it, but I'd like to at least forward them something that their constituents want this to happen. Even if they come back and say, it's not going to happen, no one's going to do it. Yeah, but at least you took the action. Because actions speak louder than words. And Nevadans are getting tired of just hearing the words that the Democrats are in control and nothing's going to happen. Remember, they don't have the supermajority now. So maybe there's actually a Democrat out there with some cojones who wants to see the state of Nevada open back up because of these fake numbers. Because of these deaths being listed as COVID-19 when people have been dying from natural causes that just happen to have COVID because they're elderly and their bodies are tired and done with this lifetime. Others who have had heart attacks, others who have died of cancer. No, everything is complications of COVID. I want to see the death certificates. You don't have to put people's names. You'd be, oh, Monica Hippo. What? Really? You can mask that. You can keep the names secret. Of course, the media is, you know, more than happy if a name is recognizable. Brent Boynton, Don Wells, you know, to point out that they died of COVID. So why don't we ask the family members? Can we reveal your family member's name? Can we check their death certificate? Should Nevada legislators call for a full audit of the numbers of COVID-19 deaths to reveal the actual cause of death? 991FMTalk.com. That's where you can answer today's poll question, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. So Friday's poll question, what are you hoping for in 2021? 4% said nothing. 20% said honesty and integrity. Wouldn't that be nice? 10% said, I'm hoping we do not have a monetary collapse or mandatory vaccines. Well, good luck with that one. 42% said America coming together and realizing what our politicians are doing and have done. Ooh, I like that one. And 24% saying Trump's re-inauguration. Love it. So there you have it. 991FMTalk.com. While you're there, meander over to my page. Check out some of the things that I posted on there that you need to understand about not only COVID, but about the election as well. What I'm concerned about is how many judges, how many politicians, how many people that were elected to office, and how many just American citizens? How many people on the left? How many Republicans think, give it up, concede? There's no evidence of voter fraud. It is blowing my mind. That what do you want as evidence? We have everything as evidence. We have dead people voting. We have proof of that. We have proof that the machines electronically changed the votes because of an algorithm that was put into the program. We have proof the machines were hooked up to the internet, to outside sources. We have proof that the voter rolls were sent to Pakistan. No, it was just a mistake. That was just something that was No, it wasn't. Seems the local media wants to kill the Nevada Secretary of State's story about the emails being sent out with the voter rolls. But the national news is hanging on to it. That just shows you when actual investigative reporters get a hold of something. Secretary of State's office not looking too good. Neither is a local company. But more has to be done. I guess you have to go back in a time machine and actually get video of people doing the illegal deeds that they were doing and then come back with your video. But I guess that doesn't matter either, because we have specific video of numerous people taking stacks of ballots out of counting machines, putting them on the desk so they get them all straight again, and then feeding them back into the machines. High resolution video. What is it going to take? Even Judge Russell here in Nevada. Oh, by the way, you know, you guys elected him. Just saying, for the next time around, remember that name. Judge Todd Russell. James Todd Russell. Just so you know. There is so much at stake here. So much at stake. And that's why the few who are actually willing to get out and go to these meetings need to get up and get off the couch and get to the Washoe County Commission meeting tomorrow. Commission meeting once again. The public needs to be there. This county could be open. This county could be open just like White Pine if we had commissioners with the you-know-whats to do it. But they don't. But they at least need to sit there and listen to your stories. Listen to your truths about not having a job, still not having the unemployment from Dieter yet, wanting to work, wanting to open businesses, not being able to breathe. Tell them to get off their you-know-whats and actually do something. One commissioner against all the rest. Jeannie Herman. Commissioner Herman is the only commissioner on that board who is working right now for you. Whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or an independent, she is the only one who is working for you. And I need to cough and do all that stuff because I'm losing my voice. This is just getting me so riled up. So we'll open up the phone lines. Talk and text 884-9910. We'll be back with your comments. I've already gotten a lot of texts this morning, and a special thank you to Mr. Richards coming up right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Scraping ice off a windshield is never fun.
Oh, my hand!
Until now! Introducing Scraper Scooper. It scrapes the ice, scoops it into a funnel cup. Now add any juice, and you have...
Before school snow cones.
Cool.
Sure is. Or give the shaved ice to your wife.
I like to use it when the girls come over for mid-morning margaritas. It's never too early to get your buzz on.
Blended drinks are good, but how about ice cream?
What?
Just pour cold milk, salt, and sugar on your windshield, start scraping, and now your cup is filled with delicious ice cream.
Mmm. Mine has Oreo cookie in it.
Oh, no. Always make sure you start with a clean windshield.
Ew, bird dookie.
Scraper Scooper, making cold mornings yum.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada. Live and local, right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And just sitting here contemplating the question that I get from so many liberals that, you know, with the nasty texts and emails and all that fun stuff on social media. And they say, what does it hurt? Just wear the mask. What does it hurt? What's at stake? What's at stake is freedom, liberty, your rights as a human being, your God-given rights for people to push off when it comes to telling you what to do. You are your own person. And this is how far it's gone now. And I want you to remember this because in, well, now less than 27 days. I'm trying to do the math in my head. It's not working. Our legislator, our legislature is going to meet. February 1st. Probably should just say that rather than trying to do math. February 1st, the new legislative session starts up. And maybe it's a damn good thing they only meet and sign this stuff into law every other year, because if they were like New York, we'd all be in deep trouble. New York State Assembly Bill A416, introduced by a Democrat, obviously, because no Republican would ever try this. This bill puts into place that the governor could order the removal of people with contagious disease. Such person or group of persons shall be detained in a medical facility or other appropriate facility or premises designated by the governor. So he can pretty much stick you wherever. Removal of people with contagious disease. You know what's contagious? Herpes. You know what's contagious? The common cold. You know what else is contagious? Well, it looks like stupidity in New York. What are these people thinking? They're thinking this is how they control the populace. Because people are just too stupid to govern themselves. The average person is too stupid to govern themselves. That sounds familiar. Oh, wait. That's something that Barack Obama said a few years ago. What is it going to take for you to do something? Because if you think this is just crazy Cuomo, no. Cuomo is just starting the ball. Because Whitmer, Newsom, Sisolak, they are all on the same page as to what they are going to do to the American people who resist this takeover. And it's not just about COVID. It's about money. It's about power. It's about control. COVID is what they are just using to put fear into people. You got to cut the fear. You got to look at the facts. You got to listen to doctors who are being silenced with what they are saying. We have cures. We have hydroxychloroquine. We have remdesivir. We have yada, yada, yada. But they're being silenced. Why do you think that is? We'll be back after this Fox News update on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today on this fourth day. I know I'm not going to keep giving you countdowns. You know it's 2021, but it is the fourth day of 2021. Thank you so much for being here. Today's poll question, love to have you participate. Governors have done it. State legislators have done it. Do you want to see Nevada legislators do it? Should Nevada legislators call for a full audit of the numbers of COVID-19 deaths to reveal their actual cause of death? Love to hear from you today. 991fmtalk.com. Today's poll question and Friday's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Friday's poll question, what are you hoping for in 2021? Well, a lot of people voted for honesty and integrity. Number of people voted for hoping we do not have a monetary collapse and mandatory vaccines. Well, yeah, I'll get to that in just a second. 42% said America coming together and realizing what our politicians are doing and have done. You know, I was just speaking to somebody about this literally seconds ago. And even for the basic fact of putting together an event on January 6th in 2 days, at the state capitol, on the capitol grounds between the state capitol and the state legislative building, there are like four different groups putting everything together. And I don't understand, just like this gentleman, how these groups can't come together and just say, okay, let's do this together. I get frustrated because of that, because people are constantly emailing me and texting me that I'm the source of information. And I try to be. I try to get the word out. But all I can give is generalities. There we go. Because there are so many different groups involved. There's not one person organizing everything. So we have the rally starting at 9 o'clock. We have some people starting at 12 o'clock. It's all up to you. I say be your own person. Be your own person. Do your own thing. And on January 6th, just get to the Capitol complex and show your support for President Trump. I know a few people won't be there because they're actually in Washington, D.C. My buddy Sandra just came over last night and picked up my Nevada for Trump flag. I special ordered that, Nevada for Trump. It's got the Nevada state flag, and then it's got the American flag and Nevada for Trump. So for all of those who couldn't make the trip, who couldn't get into the caravan, who couldn't get the flights, I know some people have tried even yesterday booking flights and hotels. Flight costs, astronomical, and no hotels available. Because it's going to, as the president put it, be huge. Huge. It's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime event. So because of that, Sandra and her group will also be calling in on Wednesday as I broadcast live from the event here in Nevada. She'll be calling in to tell us how it's going in Washington, D.C. Because heaven help Antifa if they show up. Heaven help BLM if they show up. That's kind of one and the same. Because the Patriots aren't going to take it anymore. Americans on both sides aren't going to take it anymore. Did you see the Portland mayor crying? Now saying he's not going to let Antifa control Portland. He's going to come down hard on Antifa. What a putz. How did he get elected? But then you look at him and you have to ask, how did Sisolak get elected? And then it takes us back, our little circle, all the way back to the Dominion voting machines, to Smartmatic. Put in place in Nevada in the early 2000s. So now with what I've seen, with who I've seen elected, with the people that I hear, with the opinions that I hear, the emails I get, I just don't trust any of the elections that we've had. People will always find a way to cheat, to get what they want, the outcome that they want. Sorry. Anna just sent me a text. Monica, wasn't there a movie like that? Contagion? With Dustin Hoffman? Oh, wait. That had a smuggled monkey from a lab from China. Art imitating life. We don't even need monkeys. Analysts, scientists, they've come out and said, this is a man-made virus that was released. Fauci has been working on this stuff for years. How do you make money and manipulate people into doing what you want them to do? First, you put fear into them. And then you push vaccines. 20 to 1. Getting your money back. just for all those out there who are saying that I'm spreading bad information, you gotta love this story put together by Paul Seca. And that is, over 50% of healthcare workers are opting to skip shots in some places. Large number of healthcare and frontline workers are refusing to get the coronavirus vaccine, despite having been prioritized as the first recipients of the vaccine. Early reports have shown that they're refusing it. In Ohio, 60% of nursing home employees decided not to take the vaccine. Even Mark DeWine, the governor there, reacted to the low participation numbers altogether by saying, "We aren't going to make them, but we wish we had higher compliance." Now, I don't know what we're doing here in Nevada, because that doesn't seem to be on the radar of reporters here. But I'll tell you, when you go into this stuff, you better be informed. Article from Robert Felix: transmission of COVID-19 by people with no symptoms did not occur at all. The WHO's chief scientist warning, no evidence COVID vaccine prevents viral transmission. Another article there by Tyler Durden. They don't even have what makes the virus different. They don't even have that isolated yet. Look at the simplicities of the past. We have flu vaccines. People still get the flu, even when they've had the vaccine. There's no cure for the common cold? Are you sure? Maybe that's why hydroxychloroquine has been kind of kept under wraps. Maybe there was a cure for the common cold, because you know that's what SARS-CoV is. COVID is basically the cold virus. So what is all this about? It's about moving us all in a direction that way too many people are willing to move in. And when we get to a certain point, there's no going back. And who knows if we'll ever be able to go back. Just for the basic fact that they're going to keep throwing stuff at us. And we've already seen from the use of ventilators, because that was the big deal when this all started. We need ventilators. We need ventilators. Well, what does President Trump do? He gets people to actually change their manufacturing and create ventilators. But as then we find out from the European countries that started it all, that had so many people dying in places like Italy, and they didn't have enough ventilators. Ventilators were the worst possible thing that you could do for a person. Worst possible thing. 99% survival rate. What are you afraid of? Is it the pitch to go along to get along? Is it the fear of getting sick? Why are you afraid of getting sick? If you're afraid of getting sick, then you should stay in your house. Because everywhere you go outside, you have the possibility of getting sick. You have the possibility of getting a cold. You have the possibility of getting the flu, creating pneumonia. Oh, by the way, you might have noticed that pneumonia, flu, all those other respiratory deaths that we get on a yearly basis, all gone. Because now they're being registered as COVID deaths. At what point is this going to start making sense to you? At what point do you realize, and hopefully not when it's too late, at what point do you realize that you're being lied to? That you're being manipulated through the media and those who have been elected to protect you? Horror story out of Canada when we come back from this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local. And here we go. Greatest invention of the past two decades. Decade? How long has it been around? Oh, technology is going so quickly. Cell phone camera. Cell phone video. Keep your cell phone with you at all times. Get the video. America has not come under the attack that other countries have seen because we are America. We have a constitution. We have freedoms. We have liberties. Videos have come out from across the world about the abuses of law enforcement. The latest one coming from, I believe it's Quebec. People having a New Year's, a holiday celebration. Might have been Christmas. Family together. Too many people. Law enforcement shows up and starts physically dragging people with a lot of resistance out of the house to arrest them. A private residence. In some countries, that doesn't mean anything. In China, they're taking people's property and they're actually tearing it down. You can see the videos. Elderly people standing in front of bulldozers, screaming, crying on their knees. Private property means nothing in communist China. And that's exactly what a global reset wants. No private property. In Quebec, no private property rights. Pulling people out of this home. There's a woman in the video. You can see her. She's standing there in snow with no shoes on. She's got like shorts on. She was in a house. She was in a nice, warm, private residence. But law enforcement came and dragged them out because the government there felt that there were too many people together. Too many family members together. Do I need to go back to the New York bill that says the governor could order the removal of people with contagious disease? If you think that this only happens in other countries, then you need to wake up because it is happening right here in Reno. It is happening right here in Washoe County. It's happening right here in Nevada. It is happening right here in this country. So when will your elected representative start standing up for you? The commission in White Pine County did. Nye County, other counties looking at it. Tomorrow, there is a Washoe County Commission meeting. Be there. Be there all day. Take your friends and family. Pack that place so much that some will have to wait outside to get in. Because this is the only way that your commissioners, except for Jeannie Herman, because she already listens to you, might take that instance to actually listen to their constituents. Because most of those people, they're going to be running for higher office or they're going to be running for their seat again. Be ready. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back after this Fox update.